Already this morning, Republicans are sending out their talking points in support of Samuel Alito. A senior administration official says Alito is President Bush's next choice for the Supreme Court. We can expect an announcement later today. Now, in the Republican version here, Alito is, quote, committed to the rule of law and is the legal profession's best. Democrats will soon be weighing in with their own views of a well-known conservative judge. To learn more about Judge Alito, we turn now to Lawrence Lustberg. He's a criminal defense lawyer in Alito's home state of New Jersey, and he has known Judge Alito for many years. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I understand you spoke with Judge Alito as recently as last week. Was the Supreme Court on his mind?
Well, it was odd. I ran into him at the federal courthouse here in Newark and at the time was unaware that Harriet Myers had withdrawn her nomination. So he was the one who actually told me that. We were just chatting about it. So obviously it was somewhat on his mind.
And did you ask him if he was next?
I didn't. It's sort of not the nature of our relationship to do that. But we had a nice, friendly chat.
Now, I understand that as a defense attorney, you've actually tried cases before Judge Alito.
Well, no, he doesn't. He was never a trial lawyer. I believe I had the only trial in which he participated as a prosecutor sometime in the late 80s when I was a federal public defender, and he was the U.S. attorney for New Jersey. And so we actually had a trial against one another. And he was a pretty good trial lawyer for a first-timer.
For a first-timer. Did you beat him?
It was a split verdict, I would say.
Okay, all right.
I bet you his version is that he won, though.
How would you describe his approach to the law, someone who has known him for many years?
Yeah, Sam is undoubtedly conservative. There's no question about that. And liberals, like myself, will have much to be concerned about in his jurisprudence. On the other hand, I believe that he's a person who has an institutional commitment to the law and will not lightly overrule precedent. There's no question but that he has great respect for the court system and for the administration of justice. And I think that those are positive attributes for anybody. He's also really a nice guy and a person who is generous of spirit. And if I understand the president's selection process correctly, I'm sure that he made a good connection with the president. And that was probably important to the nomination.
Well, now, Democrats have been saying they want to see someone who, while it may be a conservative judge, is nevertheless an open-minded person who decides cases based on the facts, not ideology. Do you think Alito is that kind of judge?
I do, really. I'm sure that that there's much that liberals will disagree with. And I can tell you that I've been disappointed in rulings of his over the years in which I've appeared before him. As an appellate judge, and I as an appellate advocate, there's no question about that. But I believe that he struggles with the concepts and attempts very hard to apply the law to the facts as he sees both.
Do you suspect that he would change the direction of the court, given that he's replacing the key swing vote, Sandra Day O'Connor?
I believe that he is much more conservative than Justice O'Connor. He is a person of conservative instincts, of a central belief that on the one hand, government should be limited, and on the other, that constitutional rights should be fairly strictly construed. So I do think that there's an opportunity here that the president is seizing to move the court to the right.
This may seem like a very strange question, but very briefly, does he have a sense of humor?
Absolutely. He's a great guy. I think he's a person that anybody would want to spend time with. He's not particularly outgoing. He's a shy and soft-spoken man, but he's giving of himself. He's personable. He's a nice person to spend time with, and I've always enjoyed our time together.
Mr. Lustberg, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
We've been talking to Lawrence Lustberg. He is a criminal defense lawyer in New Jersey. New Jersey is the home state of Samuel Alito, President Bush's choice for the Supreme Court.